Hi guys, happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Soulful Living with Megs. As always, I'm so happy that we are spending this Monday together. I hope that you are having a fantastic day so far. If you're listening to me later on in the week, I hope that you have had a wonderful few days. And if you are listening to me after work, thank you for spending the time, taking a moment to tune into yourself and really allow yourself to feel grounded and supported as we spend the next few moments of connection together. I am excited to dive into this topic today because I wanted to talk about feelings of loneliness and being alone, because for me, it's personally come up in thought a lot recently. And so I wanted to explore how we can better our relationship with our inner world and ourselves in order to hopefully lessen feelings of loneliness. So please do not go anywhere. I can't wait to connect with you and dive into this more. First of all, you guys, I wanted to update you on a couple things super quick, but they tie into this topic today. I promise they do. The last few weeks have been a little bit busy for me. You know, of course, with summer, I feel like it's busy for everyone. We're trying to spend so much time outside. I really feel like I'm embracing a summer of outside, as Tinks would say. I feel like she would be so proud of me. I'm hanging out with so many of my friends, seeing some family, going outside a ton, connecting with nature, connecting with my heart and soul, and I love it. I just love summer. I think it's so great. There have been some days where it's incredibly hot and you can't really go swimming in the oceans near where Well, there's one large ocean, but at the beaches near me, you can't really go swimming right now. They're usually never great for swimming right downtown, but especially now you can't. And so with the hot weather, it's really difficult not wanting to go for a dip. But anyway, aside from that, you know, I've been trying to get my living situation sorted because Sid and I are actually moving out of our current apartment, and it's been busy. And for those of you who know what it's like to move, it is so physically taxing on your body. And luckily, I found a place to live, thank goodness. So I'll be moving at the end of August here, starting a new chapter in September, which is so exciting. But the thought of moving again is insane. I have moved 7 times. It'll be my 7th time this move since I've lived in Vancouver, and I've only lived in Vancouver for almost 4 years. So the fact that I have got up and moved 7 times is bonkers. And I'm pretty much a pro at it now. I'm super efficient, but it still doesn't take away from the fact that actually packing boxes sucks so much. But I'm excited to like unpack and decorate my new space, and it'll be a really, really great experience, I think. And I think I'm gonna have a lot of fun. But, you know, with that and with me thinking about being on my own, it got me thinking about how this is going to be quite the adjustment. You know, I did live on my own kind of when I was in West Vancouver a couple years ago. I was in a basement suite, but you know, the family above me, I talked to them all the time. I went and had dinner with them all the time. I hung out with the kids all the time. And so I wasn't fully alone there. And every other apartment I've been in here, I've been with roommates. And so it will be a slight adjustment being fully on my own, coming into my own space, not having anybody to watch TV with or not having somebody to chat with while I'm cooking dinner, you know, things like that. And so these thoughts were crossing my mind as I'm entering this new transition of, will I feel lonely while being solely on my own? And I spend a lot of time alone now, even while living with other people. And I've mentioned it before how much I enjoy my alone time, and I get to romanticize many parts of my life. And I love that about spending time on my own. And I also prefer alone time in certain stages in my cycle. And I notice myself wanting to be alone in periods of stress and burnout, because those are the moments that I really, really need to recharge. And being on my own really helps me to recharge. And I assume I'm not alone in that feeling. I hope I'm not alone in that, but I hope that brings comfort that I'm sharing that with you, that it's okay that you want to be on your own sometimes and be alone and really, really enjoy the moments of solitude that you spend with yourself. But being solely on my own really, really had me thinking again, like, will I feel lonely? And then it got me wondering, is there a difference? What is the difference between feeling lonely and feeling alone? Because surely there has to be a difference. And I feel as though during the moments that I mentioned earlier that, you know, I was being physically alone, but not necessarily feeling lonely, especially when I'm in those moments where I get to romanticize my life. Like last week I walked across the bridge over to Kitsilano for people in Vancouver. Such a cute little neighborhood. And I went to this matcha place that was all the rave a few weeks ago or on TikTok. I don't know. I'm late to the trend, but I tried a matcha from there and I went to the beach by myself and I walked around and I went and got Siegel's Bagels. Again, for those of you who live in Vancouver, you guys know Siegel's Bagels is a real hit. And the rosemary rock salt is just so good. Anyway, point of that being is that I'm physically alone in those moments, but I wasn't feeling lonely. But I know I've felt both feelings for sure. I've definitely felt feeling alone while being, or feeling lonely while being alone. But I never really dove into the differences behind the two feelings or meanings and what to do if you are alone physically, but want to ensure that you don't feel lonely. And so I felt this was an important topic for us to discuss today because it ties into your overall well-being. And I really want you to live a life where you feel so loved and so seen and so supported, so heard. And I did some research with this topic and what I came across was I found an article published April of 2023 by Muse, and of course I will drop it in the show notes if you'd like to take a read through the full thing, but it states that loneliness and feeling alone are two different experiences. Alone is a physical state of being by yourself, either by choice or through circumstances, and loneliness is an emotional experience or state where you can feel unseen, unheard, disconnected from others, and you can feel unloved. I also read that you can be physically isolated from others, but still feel grounded within your being and your soul. And in the same token, you can still be in a crowd of people and feel disconnected from connection, which makes so much sense. And I'm sure we've all felt that, but there is that small difference there, you know, and studies have shown that people who practice mindful solitude can have lower levels of stress and higher levels of creativity, but solitude is different than emotional fulfillment because even if you are choosing to be alone, like living on your own or choosing, you know, to take a break from dating and being solely by yourself, like loneliness can still show up and they can often show up in a lot of subtle ways. And at that point, loneliness, I don't think has anything to do with the physical isolation that you are choosing to embrace. It is a loss of emotional fulfillment within yourself or feeling like this deeper meaning within you, there is something missing. And I think for me personally, I practice solitude in many ways and when I'm on my own. And I think I practice mindful solitude most of the time, but I know that there are moments where I am alone where I crave human connection a lot. And that can result in me feeling lonely. And so this ultimately wanted me to learn more about loneliness and talk about it with you because I feel like it is a very important discussion to have. And thinking back to my own experiences, as I've just mentioned, I crave human connection sometimes when I'm on my own. And surely there are different types of loneliness. It's not just to do in a romantic sense, but I've been in crowds of people who I feel like don't understand me. And so that's made me feel lonely. And there has to be more than those types of loneliness. So I looked it up, read a few other articles, and according to Gretchen Rubin of the Happiness Project, there are actually at least 7 types of loneliness. The first type of loneliness is new situation loneliness. So if you're new to a job, new to a new city, to a new school, and you don't know anybody, you can absolutely feel lonely. And I didn't even think about that. Like, of course, moving out to Vancouver, I felt extremely lonely at first because I didn't know anybody. And I was in this brand new city, and it was really, really intimidating and scary. But I'm sure as we've moved cities, if you guys have moved cities or moved schools or have taken a new job, like it can be really scary, and you can feel moments of loneliness, at least in the beginning, before you get settled in. But the second type of loneliness is I'm different loneliness. So if you have a belief or an interest that differs from the people around you, and I mean, that makes so much sense. Again, like you're in that crowd of people, but you don't feel seen or heard. You feel like nobody understands you. The third type of loneliness that she states is no sweetheart loneliness. So you might have friends and even a partner, but you don't feel a deep connection to that person or those people. Number four is no animal loneliness. Oh, this is sad. You're someone that has a deep connection to animals, and you feel something is very much missing when you don't have them in your life. That makes a lot of sense. I feel like that's a very common experience for a lot of people. Number five is no time for me loneliness. So you feel as though the people in your life are not making time for you like they used to, or you've met someone new and you'd like to make the leap from friendly to friends, but they don't seem to have the time. The sixth type of loneliness is untrustworthy friends loneliness. So you can have friends that you have fun with, but you doubt whether your friends actually care deeply about you and if they're well-intended and trustworthy. Oh, that one's really sad. I hope that you are surrounding yourself with people who have your back and you know without a doubt that they love you and want what's best for you. But I definitely understand that friends come and go, and there are certain people in your life that pop in and can make you feel lonely for sure. The seventh type of loneliness is quiet presence loneliness. So you might have a big social circle, but you miss having someone to just hang out with quietly at home, whether that's a roommate or a partner or a family member. You want to experience the non-exciting moments with somebody. Yeah, I feel like that one, it was probably the type of loneliness that I'm kind of worried about while being on my own. I think that I do have a big social circle, but it is different than, you know, coming home to somebody to talk about your day with, to cook dinner with, to just sit on the couch and not talk to each other, but watch a show or be on your phones. Like, I think that there is a lot of importance with spending moments of connection with people in that way where you're doing absolutely nothing. But in the same token, like, I think it's important for all of us to experience moments of being alone so that we can tap into a deeper connection within ourselves, you know? But with those seven types of loneliness that we just read through together, if any of those rings a bell or resonates with you, I promise you are not alone in this, and you're never alone in this. And because I know we're not alone in the world with feeling moments of loneliness, I was actually curious about the percentage of the population that feels lonely. And what I found was more than 1 in 10 people aged 15 and older said that they always or often felt lonely when asked in the Canadian Social Survey for August and September of 2021. In comparison, 3 in 10 said they sometimes felt lonely, and 5 in 10 said that they rarely or never felt this way. Furthermore, the survey results revealed that those who were frequently lonely reported poor mental health and lower levels of overall life satisfaction. I really hope you can't hear the honking. Everybody loves to honk in Vancouver. What is up with that, you guys? Sorry. Anyway, so they reported poor mental health and lower levels of overall. Are you joking me? You're actually lying to me that they're still honking. There's no way you can't hear that right now, guys. I'm so sorry. I even have a mute function on my mic, and I know that you could hear that vaguely. I'm so sorry. Everybody doesn't know how to drive here, but they all know how to honk and use their horn. Love that for them. But there are lower levels of overall life satisfaction than those who were lonely less often, which makes so much sense because we live in a world where humans are meant to connect with each other. So if we do not have that, we don't have emotional fulfillment within that in our lives, it can absolutely spout moments of loneliness and lower levels of life satisfaction. In America, there was a poll that found that in early 2024, 30% of adults said that they've experienced feelings of loneliness at least once a week over the past year, while 10% say they are lonely every day. Younger people were more likely to experience these feelings, with 30% of Americans aged 18 to 34 saying they were lonely every day or several times a week, and single adults are nearly twice as likely as married adults to say that they have been lonely on a weekly basis over the past year. And in the UK in 2022, 49.63% of adults, which I guess equates to 25 million people in the UK, reported feeling lonely occasionally, sometimes, often, or always. And I don't know, guys, when I was reading that, to me, I feel like that is a high percentage of the population, and I didn't even look at the stats for other countries. So I'm going to guess it's relatively in the same boat of the fact that, like, there are people who feel lonely at least once a week, like that feeling constantly comes up for them. So if you feel lonely, or if you know someone in your life who feels lonely or has felt frequent levels of loneliness, how can we mitigate these feelings of loneliness, especially when we are physically alone? What I ultimately want for you is to feel empowered to live your life in the best way that you can, and also enjoy every single moment of it, because that is what you deserve. And so I want to go back to that mindful solitude that I briefly mentioned earlier, because I think that that is where we can come back to ourselves. I think that's the answer that we're searching for, where we can create a relationship with ourselves that is grounded in just being. And the word being in specific is really important to me, and I'll explain why in a second. But I listened to a podcast a couple days ago. It's called Lovers by Shan, and she's great. I've listened to a few episodes of her back in the day, and this particular one has nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but it's your type of trauma response. Well, maybe it does, because if you're with people who aren't right for you, you can still feel lonely. But anyway, the guest speaker to discuss the type of relationships and trauma responses mentioned the importance of just being, and that resonated with me a lot, because I have a tattoo on my wrist that says be, and it's a reminder for me that I want to live in this world where I always just love to be, and to be on this earth for as long as I am blessed to be here, to be grounded in me and to be who I am as I am right now. And I know that there are so many more directions that you can take with the word be, but if you're able to build a relationship with your inner self through this mindful solitude, if you will, where you can just be, I think that'll help lessen these feelings of loneliness, especially while being alone physically through choice or through circumstances. In another article I read, published by someone named Hannah Hipp in February of 2021, stated that a healthy relationship with yourself is essential to enjoying time alone. Research indicates that individuals who practice self-compassion experience less loneliness and higher life satisfaction. If we are alone, how can we turn our alone time into a superpower and build a better relationship with ourselves? We can do things by creating self-love habits, whether it is taking yourself on a date and spoiling yourself with something sweet to eat or a lovely meal because you deserve to savor in all of the amazing foods that this world has to offer. You can also practice self-love by looking at yourself in the mirror and telling yourself affirmations that kind of resonate with you. Something that Mel Robbins talks about is that high five habit. I think she has a book about that, where you literally high five yourself in the mirror. But even just looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I love you, it might feel like a silly exercise to do. I think the more that you tell yourself things in a positive way over and over again, like, your mind will start to believe it. And so you can even create self-love by writing sticky notes to yourself and placing them throughout the house, and, you know, just thanking yourself that you are able to wake up in the morning and make your bed and be able to start the day and move your body and push your body if you are physically active, or just complimenting yourself when you put an outfit on that you really enjoy, and just fully embracing your beautiful body the way that it is. Creating those little small self-love habits over time will get easier and will start to create a better relationship that you have within yourself, because you'll start to believe that you are all of those amazing things, because you really, really are. And another thing that you can do is even asking yourself questions to get to know yourself, you know, your true self a little bit better. You can use prompts online. They always have those little, or even like games. I feel like there are those games that you can buy where they have the cards that ask a bunch of prompts, and then you kind of go around a table if you are with friends, where you can create a deeper connection within yourself and with others, where you get to know things about one another. I definitely mentioned this before and how this one is difficult for me, but you can also build a better relationship with yourself through meditation, even a guided meditation. There are some people online that I listen to that have great follow-along meditations where, you know, they're 5 minutes and you can just breathe and listen and sit and be with yourself. I feel like if it's guided, it's definitely easier for me, but being able to tap into your inner body and find moments where you can ground yourself absolutely creates a better relationship within yourself. You can also, another mindful activity with that relates to meditation, you can practice journaling, whether it's every day or every other day. I don't love the idea of forcing yourself to journal if you don't feel moved to. I don't force myself to write in my journal every single day, but I do when I feel inspired to write. I will let myself write for as long as I need to, and I won't judge myself for how ugly my printing is, because sometimes it's horrible when it's in my notebook. But, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect, and just writing your thoughts of how you felt today, or writing, I don't know, something you've thought about for a long time, or how you feel about somebody, or how you're feeling currently, like just getting thoughts out on paper and out of your mind absolutely helps. And similar to that, I'm doing a mindful activity every week right now that I want to talk about closer to the end of the year, because I started it at the beginning of the year, but I bought a jar from Dollarama, like literally just a clear jar, and I wrote 52 weeks of happy on it. And every single Sunday before I go to bed, I take a sticky note and I write something that made me feel so happy within that week. And it could be anything. And I don't remember a lot of what I wrote in each of the sticky notes, but I've put it in this clear glass jar. And what I'm going to do at the end of the year, either on New Year's Eve or just a day before, even New Year's, I want to take them all out and I want to read all of the moments of happiness that I felt in my 52 weeks of this past year, which I think will reinforce the idea that my life is so colorful and so full and so fulfilled as it is, even if it's like simple things that I've written down, just something small that made me happy. And so I really recommend that for you to try that next year. You can even start it now. It doesn't have to be a yearly thing. You can do it from now until the end of the year. You can do it for a week and see how you feel. Writing one thing down every single day that made you happy, I feel like that's wonderful. But I want to talk about that later, closer to the end of the year, because I think it's such a fun exercise. But something like that even, I think, can build a better relationship within yourself. And another thing that you can do is increase your solo activities. And so take yourself out on dates. As I mentioned before, you can go on hikes with yourself. You can go to the movies alone. I feel like being able to be alone and enjoy your own company is super crucial with creating that self-love that you have within yourself. And so that when you are alone physically, you won't feel lonely because you truly enjoy your company. If you tune inward, if you listen to that soft inner voice that is telling you what it needs, if you allow yourself to just be, Be present, be grateful, be mindful, be intentional, be you. The love that you have for yourself will expand to your outer world, and it will foster deeper connections that we do desire to have with others, because it's so normal to desire a deep connection to share with another human. But practicing these mindful solitudes with the examples that I had just went over, but also staying true to your needs by creating boundaries, by protecting your peace, by giving yourself grace in the fact that you are trying your very hardest, will strengthen the trust that you have within yourself. And by having this strong, trusting relationship within you, you will feel so content in who you are that spending alone time won't feel so scary anymore. And hopefully it won't always foster feelings of loneliness, because you deserve, even while being alone, to feel heard, to feel seen, to feel loved, to feel supported. And so I think that starts with you. You have to attend to your needs in feeling heard, seen, loved, and supported by building that inner trust within you. And then that will radiate out into the world, and you can then build that same relationship with other people through a shared connection. But I really want to remind you, as we kind of wrap up today's episode, that you are never alone in these feelings. You are never alone when feeling lonely. This is such a human experience to have in the world. And I think even when fostering an incredible relationship within your inner self, there will be moments of feeling lonely. But being able to tune inward, as I've said before, being able to trust that this moment will pass and this isn't my life forever, and I am alone, but I don't have to be lonely, or I feel lonely right now and I understand that I'm craving this specific connection, I'm feeling lonely because of this. Identifying the type of loneliness that you feel, I think, is a great first step in knowing that it is such a normal experience, and knowing that it will pass, because I promise the feeling will pass. You deserve to be kind to yourself. There is only one amazing you in this world, and you deserve to take care of all of you, even while feeling all of those feelings, okay? I just want you to know that you are loved, you are seen, you are supported. I am reaffirming to you that you are all of those things, and I want you to be able to feel empowered to continue to live a life where you get to choose who you allow in your life. You get to choose the types of moments that you share with others. You get to choose how you spend your time alone through this mindful solitude practice that we just talked about. You get to choose all of these things, and then it will invite even more love into your life. I just want you to allow yourself to be. But in the same token, I want you to be gracious with yourself when you do feel lonely, because it is so common. It is not you. There is nothing wrong with you. I promise you that. There is nothing wrong when you're feeling those things. It doesn't make you less than other people. It doesn't make you defected in any way if you are feeling lonely. It just means that maybe we need to spend a little bit more time within ourselves, replenishing that soul and really living in a way that aligns with how we want to live. I think that that's a really good way to look at it. But the biggest thing to take from this that I want to remind you of is that I don't want you to feel lonely, because you aren't. While being alone may be your choice now, or maybe it's not, it does not mean that your life is any less than other people's, okay? You have the power within you to create this life of your dreams if you'll just allow yourself to. I feel like we get in our way a lot of the time, or when we're stuck and we're in feelings of loneliness, it's sometimes hard to get out of, but you have this power within you. You always have. And I just want you to be kinder to yourself, because we are so much kinder to other people than we are with ourselves. It's sad that we are, but we deserve that same respect that we give to other people. And I know that I've mentioned that before, but I need to remind everybody again. I need to remind myself this, because it is such a crucial reminder. Guys, thank you for listening to me in today's episode. I feel like I rambled on at the end. I tend to sometimes ramble for sure, but I hope that it just shed a little bit more light of the differences between feeling alone and feeling lonely, and how you can be alone but still fill your cup to a point where you can mitigate those feelings of loneliness, but also just know that it is such a common human experience to experience, and you're never alone in those feelings. And if you have made it this far, if you feel like you know someone in your life that could resonate with today's episode of being alone and feeling lonely, I would really appreciate it if you would share it with them. If you're not following the pod already on Instagram, you can follow the pod at Soulful Living with Megs. You can also subscribe. Well, you could subscribe on YouTube, but you can also follow the podcast on Apple and Spotify. I believe it is streamed on a few different podcast platforms as well, but I do feel like most of you guys listen on Spotify, Apple, or YouTube anyway. But if you're not already following the pod, please do so that you do get notified when I upload every single Monday. And yeah, I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. I hope that your week is filled with endless opportunities of joy and love and light. I'm sending all of that beautiful energy to you, so I really, really hope that you feel it. I can't wait to update you guys on my moving situation when that happens in the next month, because we have, you know, we're a month away. I can't wait to have a different setup for the pod. I feel like I want to start filming these recording sessions. I feel like that would be fun. I especially want to start bringing people on the pod hopefully soon, and I still have to figure out a mic situation, but I promise I will eventually. But it would be nice to have a cute little setup and start filming for you guys. I feel like that'll just bring more of the vibes in of our connection together for sure. But anyway, can't wait to talk with you next Monday. Thank you so much for sticking with me always. I really, really appreciate you. And yeah, love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.